Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In February 2019, President Donald Trump established the Women's Global Development and Prosperity, or WGDP, initiative. WGDP is the first ever whole-of-government approach to women's economic empowerment, which aims to reach 50 million women by 2025. Last month, leaders from across the United States government met to celebrate WGDP's first year, assess its progress to date, and identify a forward-looking agenda. In WGDP's first year, 12 million women have been reached through U.S. government partnerships and programs. Additionally, the event included the release of a new WGDP index from the White House Council of Economic Advisors, which found that addressing WGDP's five areas of legal focus globally has the potential to add $7.7 trillion to global GDP. Members of Congress also joined the event to announce the introduction of new legislation in support of WGDP and women's empowerment in foreign policy, co-sponsored by Senators Lindsey Graham and Jean Shaheen in the Senate, and expected to be introduced by Representative Michael McCaul and Lois Frankel in the House of Representatives. In support of WGDP, departments and agencies across the U.S. government are developing new and innovative programs and partnerships. Among these, the U.S. Agency for International Development has pursued programs in more than 40 countries through the WGDP Fund. Of the 12 million women whose lives have been improved by U.S. programs and partnerships, 9 million were direct beneficiaries, said USAID Administrator Mark Green.
In its very first year, the WGDP Fund has made investments across 44 countries. And to amplify its reach, WGDP has collaborated with a large, diverse group of partners, partners across the private sector, NGOs, and local governments.
We are making historic progress on closing the gender credit gap and empowering women entrepreneurs to create jobs in their communities and growth in their economies, said advisor to the president, Ivanka Trump.
In the coming year, we can work to empower millions of women to lift their families out of poverty, to grow the economies in their country, to reduce dependence, and to deliver on the promise of greater peace and prosperity.
The United States, she said, stands eager and ready to work with every country willing to take action to address discriminatory, legal, and regulatory barriers that hold women back and impede economic progress for all.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.